The response of people to the worldwide economic crisis varies from nation to nation. Here in the U.S., the most angry and vocal activists have been right-wing groups such as the Tea Party movement, which have called for dramatic cutbacks in government programs and dismantling the nation's frayed social safety net. They first gained attention last summer during protests against President Obama's modest health care reform proposal, later fueled by corporate donors and extensive coverage in the U.S. media. Tea Party candidates have since been victorious in key Republican Party primary battles to run for U.S. Senate seats. In contrast to America's anger on the right, seen most recently at conservative talk show host Glenn Beck's well-attended August 28th rally at the Lincoln Memorial, workers in Europe are mobilizing under a progressive banner. In France, more than a million striking workers marched in Paris in opposition to President Sarkozy's pension reform bill, which will increase the minimum retirement age to 62. Labor and progressive activists have organized a growing wave of coordinated strikes and protests in capitals across the continent opposing government austerity measures with the slogan, "No to Austerity, Priority for Jobs and Growth." But a large coalition of U.S. progressive groups are now looking to make some noise of their own about the economic crisis and high unemployment, challenging the rhetoric of Tea Party activists. On Saturday, October 2nd, labor unions and civil rights groups will lead a march and rally in the nation's capital called One Nation Working Together, with the platform One Nation Working Together for Jobs, Justice, and Education for All. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Denise Gray Felder, communications director with the march, who discusses the message of the protest action and how it relates to this November's important midterm congressional election.
Well, the One Nation Working Together, which is a social movement made up of nearly 500 endorsing organizations, is hosting a march on Washington at noon at the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. And the purpose of the march is to focus, to help refocus our nation's priorities on jobs, justice, and public education. The three things that we believe are most important for our country to reinvest in and refocus on at this point in our history.
And maybe you could talk about some of the groups that initiated the call to march under the banner of the One Nation Working Together theme.
Well, One Nation Working Together is a movement of people from all backgrounds, faiths, and hues. It ranges from labor unions and civil rights and human rights organizations to youth groups, to faith organizations, to non-believers, to environmental organizations, immigration organizations, peace organizations, and everything in between, I like to say.
Was it the NAACP and SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, that got the ball rolling here?
Well, the two men who had the original idea for the march were the president of the NAACP and the president of 1199 of SEIU, yes.
What is the platform of the march? What's the message you want to have echo across the nation from the people gathered in Washington?
Well, we want the people to come together to sort of reclaim our fundamental right to the American dream. And we're defining the American dream in terms that makes sense for the average working person, for the average working family. That means the ability to have a job that's a secure job, allows you to take care of your family, allows you to prepare for your future, and to give your children access to a quality education.
Denise, as I know you're well aware, there's been much media coverage of the march, contrasting it with Glenn Beck, the right-wing radio talk show and TV host, in his rally back on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on August 28th. How do you respond to the idea that this is somehow a counter to Glenn Beck's rally or not?
Well, first of all, I say absolutely it is not a counter to Glenn Beck's rally, because the One Nation Working Together movement actually was in motion as long ago as the spring, sort of late March, early April. The idea for both the movement as well as the march sprung up. So we've been planning this for some time. And so definitely it's not in response to Glenn Beck's march.
How does this march, if at all, relate to the November 2nd midterm congressional election, which, you know, a lot of people are thinking could see power change in Washington, in the Capitol, which could mean a dramatic effect on the issues that you're marching for?
Well, clearly, one of the things that we want to have happen starting October 3rd and carrying, you know, forward is for people who care about these critical issues of jobs, I like to say jobs, more jobs, and secure jobs, for them to really vote for candidates in the midterm elections that we all believe are supportive of those issues of jobs, justice, and public education. So we would like for people to take the same energy and the same mobilizing skills that they've used to get to Washington on Saturday and march into the voting booth on November 2nd. And after voting, we want people to remain engaged and to stay committed to holding the people that we vote for accountable. So that will continue way into 2011 and beyond, hopefully.
Denise, how would you contrast the message that's going to be going forth from the One Nation Working Together rally to what we've seen develop over the last year or so of these Tea Party protests, where it seems like there's a lot of negative scapegoating and blaming, you know, this group or that group? How would you contrast it?
Well, I would say that One Nation Working Together is really about moving beyond the divisiveness and the hate that seems to have really overtaken a significant segment of our national discourse. And many of the people that are involved in One Nation Working Together are just tired of that. I mean, we're fed up of people trying to tear us apart at a time when we should really be putting our country back to work and pulling our country back together. So we really have little patience for those who don't want to work together and don't want to focus on the commonalities that we have as people living in this country, as Americans. This is a huge mass of people that are ready to help move this country forward.
That was Denise Gray Felder, Communications Director with the One Nation Working Together March, set for Saturday, October 2nd in Washington, D.C. Contact the march organizers at area code 202-263-4568 or visit their website at onenationworkingtogether.org.